We're learning Kutei Moran, Torah Vav. Which letter? Letter Hey, Ot Hey, paragraph Hey, in the Torah Vav. Rabbeinu says, "Va'alidei admima va'ashtika shel ha'adam she'shomea bizyono v'shotek." Through the silent, silent heart, silent mouth of a person that is silent when he hears his disgrace, he's silent, doesn't complain, doesn't answer back, doesn't have anything on his heart, right? Naaseh bechinat chirik. He becomes a chirik. You know what a chirik is? The chirik is the vowel that makes the sound E.
Oh, the chirik, the
yeah,
okay.
Vowel, right?
He becomes like that?
He becomes like that, the dat. Chirik is a dat. Yeah? That's what's brought up. We'll explain what that means in a second. He becomes a dat. I'm going now a little bit Kabbalah. Today we're going to learn a bit Kabbalah, okay? The letter Aleph. You ever know what the letter Aleph is? Aleph. Like it's brought in Tikkunim, in the Zohar it's brought down. On the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, V'tachat laglav, under the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kemaaseh livnat ha-sapir. It's like this white stone under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's legs, kibyocho. It's this white stone with a beautiful sapir. Sapir is the name of a... Is that what you say in English?
Sapphire.
Sapphire, okay. It's the name of... It's a very precious stone. Da chirik. And this is the chirik. Why? Because this stone, this chirik, the chirik, is like a stone. It's just a round thing. And also this stone, this precious stone is under the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says, the Tikkun HaZohar, this is a chirik, is this stone, the sapir, which is under the legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Just keep this all in the back of your mind, and we'll get up to it soon. V'zeh b'chinat v'haaretz adom aglav. This is what it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. V'haaretz adom aglav. The land is the, right? You know there's a bris, the sandak sits down, usually is a high chair, and he puts his legs on this type of stool. Okay? That's called hadom. Hadom aglav, the stool of the feet. Yeah? So the land, says in the Pasuk, is like this stool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he puts his legs on. Yeah? And hadom, since you put your legs on it, so it's a low thing. It's like a disgrace, the low. Okay? Bechinat dmima. And also, hadom also is dom. Dom, we said, is silent, to be silent. And the disgrace, you should be silent. Hadom also means the disgrace because it's what you step on. And also, it means dom, to be silent. Okay? Okay, yeah, you get it till now? You get it as of now? You following? Maybe? V'zeh ha'inu shashtika, yeah? In this silent, a person is silent when it's in this space. B'chinat nekuda tachtona shetuna ta'ot alef. This is the bottom nekuda, point of the letter Aleph. Aleph is written, how is Aleph written? There's a vav in the middle, in the slant. There's a yud on top, and a yud on the bottom. It's two yuds. Yud on top, and a bottom, and a vav in the middle. Set up? So, in the yud, also in the Kabbalah, is called a dot. Because you can write a yud as a dot, it's also a yud. Okay? So the aleph has two yuds. The yud on top and the yud on the bottom. Yeah? Which is a chirik. A yud is a dot, so it's a chirik also is a dot. Okay? Okay. So the vav in the middle is like the sky. The vav. And on top there's a yud, and that's like a ketel. So the top yud is above the sky. It's like a ketel, it's like a crown. And the bottom yud is the malchus. Why? It's the lowest sphere. Ketel is the top sphere, and malchus is the lowest sphere. Under malchus is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in this world. Okay, all the worlds, but it shows in this world. Yeah. So let's see what this aleph is. What is this aleph? Unikuda Eliyona, which is ketel. That's what the pasuk says in Yechezkel. Umimal rakia al rosham כן? Even Sapir Demut Kiseh. This is written in the Yechezkel. Yechezkel brings down the Maisim Merkava. Maisim Merkava, the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So he brings down, it says in the Pasuk, and above the sky, which is on their head, is their stone, which is an image of a chair. So this is the stone, which is called Sapir, which is the image of a chair. Where is the Sapir? Sapir is the Chirik, remember? The Chirik is a Sapir. This is this point that's above which means in Yechezkel, it's above the sky. The mitkasya, which is hidden. Kiseh is a chair. So he says, not a chair, it's a hidden, it's above. Le'ela mivav sheba aleph. It's higher than the vav that's in the aleph. The aleph has a vav, and there's a yud, there's a chirik, there's a sapir above. It's hidden, it's above, you don't see it. The mitkaya, the rakia, it's called the rakia. This, that is also called rakia. Vanikuda hi kiseh. The mitkasya, okay, like you said, because the vav is covering it, it's above, yeah.
Question. Yeah. Wasn't there a writing style before the block letters?
It's called now we write Ktav Ashurit. I don't know why it's called or what. Why it's called. There was a writing before. It's a Hebrew, old Hebrew writing.
Yes.
But I don't know what language. I don't know what. Had the writing the Torah was written in.
I think Sanhedrin talks about this.
You're right.
I'm trying to look it up.
But I just know that this is a lot of Kabbalah in all these letters. A lot. I was a cipher and I looked a bit of it. It's a good question. I can't answer. Yeah, so this is the top which is hidden, right? It's hidden. Like it says, the move. It says, what's hidden from you, what's wondrous, you can't find it, don't go into there. You don't go into where it's hidden, where you can't. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. The bottom yud is the silence. This is crazy. And the top yud is the keter, like we said. והוו שבתוך האלף הוא רקיע. And the vav that's in the middle is the sky, Rabbeinu is repeating. שהוא בנוי מאש ומים. What is שמיים? You know what שמיים is? See, in other languages, usually the words don't make any sense. It's a word. Sky. Why is it called sky? Sky. Sky. Why is it called a clock? I don't know. Why not? Right? Why is this a cup? Cup. In Yiddish, this is a cup. In English, this is a cup. What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just an agreement.
Yeah, let's say it's a gold cup.
What do you call this?
Exactly, because it's not a godly language.
No,
the Goyish language. The Jewish, right? Am Yisrael, we speak Lashon HaKodesh. Everything has a meaning. Why is Shamayim called Shamayim? Because it's fire and water. Again. Esh umayim, shamayim, esh umayim. There's one pirush. There's another pirush over there. There's water. It's shamayim, but also esh umayim. Okay, right? Because what happens when someone, Rabbeinu writes, bechinat habusha, esh umayim is the busha. Why? She nishtane panav vekama gvanim. A person, v'zeh bechinat rakia. A person's face when it gets disgraced, it changes to a few colors, like the sky changes colors, right? Also his face changes colors. So when he's silent and he changes colors, he goes up to the keter. That's the way up. Okay? If he's not silent, he didn't even start being an aleph. Ooh, I have a chiddush on that. Okay. So when someone does all this, he's silent. That's the bottom chirik, the dot on the bottom. He's silent, and his face changes like the vav in the middle, it's that which stands for the sky. He goes up to the keter. Well, why is he silent? Why the bottom we say is machus? Machus is when someone is silent. Why is he silent? Because he believes it's all from Hashem, right? He believes in machus Hashem, it's Hashem machus in the world. right? And his face changes colors because of his, he does get embarrassed after all. Right? He goes up to the ketel, to the top place. Okay, what is all of this? Fine. We understood what happened. So what is teaching us here? So Rabbeinu is always practical. Soon, we'll speak more practical about what we're talking about. So Rabbeinu says, Na'aseh al-idei zeh adam la'shev da'kiseh. Through this, he becomes an adam. Also adam. Adam also, what does this mean? Man. Adam, why is it called Adam? We know it comes from the Adama. That's what it's called Adama. But let's see what he says here. He becomes a man to sit on the chair. Adam is like, Moshe Katub, it says, Udmut kemare Adam alav. There was an image, and it looks like a man sitting on the chair. Milamala, above the chair. Above the sitting on the chair. Kilet Adam belo Aleph. The word Adam, you can't write without the letter Aleph. Right, Adam. Rav Arush explains that Adam shelo yiskil adat dekabel ta bizyonot shel hayridot behavana shekol aliyah vitkavut laHashem zarak chesed chinam ki mihu sheyeh magiya leitkarev laHashem hu lo nikra adam yesh lecha asara laot alef nishar memenu rak dam. We said when someone has gaiva, we said he has blood. Remember, he has dirty blood, so you have to clean them out. They have a hollow place in here, in the heart, the left part of the heart. Remember, David HaMelech, to clear them out. How does he do that? Through getting his disgrace. What does that mean, accepting the disgrace? What does that mean? It means a person has to know that only like this he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when he understands the nothing, he brings him to Anava, he understands he's a nothing. It's all Hashem. And his face changes, very blushes, changes colors. Only then he becomes an Aleph, a full Aleph, bottom, middle, and top. Accepting this disgrace, changing your colors, getting embarrassed in this disgrace. And through that, he reaches the top of Aleph, which is Aleph, then he becomes a man. How do you write a man? Adam. Aleph. He becomes an Aleph. He adds the Aleph onto the Dam. If he doesn't have the Aleph, he doesn't know how to accept the disgrace. He's just Dam, dirty bloods. And we know that to put the Aleph, and my Chiddush was, Aleph is one, and one is Hashem. You have to be with Hashem, be in Hashem. Be with Hashem. Put Hashem in the beginning of the blood, put the Aleph, so then, right? Then you become a man. Because it puts him in the beginning, he just says dam, it's just blood. Clue. Right? You put Hashem, then he becomes a man. Okay? So you want to be a man? Who's the man? Who the man? Want to be a man? Accept the disgrace. Accept it. We said a few ways of accepting it. Okay? Let's sit down.
You have to
annoy at the table
at some
point. Right? Yeah, yeah. It's a very good level. Even just accepting is a really good. We said there's four levels of it. Accepting, but in your heart you answer. Accepting in your heart you not even answer in the heart. Loving the one who does it and thanking him for it. Yeah. I'd say I'm accepting, okay? Start. It's levels. Even in that, I can break it up even more. Because if a person, sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't answer. Usually he used to answer. Now, sometimes he doesn't answer, it's already he's growing. Right? One time he didn't answer, another time he didn't answer. A person who smokes on Shabbos, and he didn't see with nefesh, and one cigarette he did not smoke. One, only one. He smoked the whole pack. But one, he said, you know what? One Chodesh HaMelech. It's a big thing. Hashem is very, very proud of it. But if someone doesn't smoke, there's a cigarette. Only one. Only one puff. Hashem Erachim. Hashem, you can't stand it. Not can't stand him, can't stand it. There's only five. Five? Four kinds of people Hashem can't stand them. He hates them. Chanfanim. I don't know how to say that in English.
Say it again.
Chanfanim.
Oh, flatterers.
Flatterers? Yeah, he comes and he's like, I love you so much. Yeah.
Flatterers.
Right? Shakranim, liars. Letzanim, people who make mockery out of everything. Not that they're happy and say jokes, that's okay. They make mockery of everything, everything serious, and people speak Lashon Hara.
And Lashon
Hara. Yeah, can't stand, can't be with them. And Gaiva also, it's all Gaiva, by the way. All these four things are Gaiva. They are Gaiva. Gaiva, Hashem can't be with someone who's gaivatic. So, Hashem sometimes is with me, sometimes without me. But if someone's one of them, you should know Hashem's always with him, okay?
Why would flattery be gaivatic?
Huh?
You're flattering somebody.
Because you don't believe in Hashem. You think I could do it, I'll do this, I'll do that.
You're flattering the other person. It's like
you want something from him, that's why you
Not from Hashem.
You, I want something from him.
I want from him. It's already two people besides Hashem. Hashem Yerachem. There's nothing in the world. Okay. Weiter. וזה אותיות אדם. אלף, דם, like we said, היינו על ידי דום, through דום, להשם, נעשה אלף. When a person is silent, it becomes an אלף, and it becomes a man, the same as the like we said. Yeah, so only through silence of Ahush Azir, we merit to be called an אדם. We merit to sit on the chair, which means hidden. What do you mean the chair? Kiseh. Kiseh is kisui, it's a covering that no one will then come and ask, oh, why does he get the honor? Why do people respect this Rav? Why? No one's going to ask. Hashem's going to save you. You'll be hidden. You'll be hidden. Ki avav. Why? Because we said the vav that's in the aleph is the akia, is the sky. In the sky is the changes of the colors, which is changes the face of a person. And the bottom one is the silent. And the top one is the kiseh, which you'll be hiding. Right? So when you're hiding, through the blushes, that's where you hide behind them. You get embarrassed and you're silent, you hide behind Hashem. Hashem makes it a cover that no one can ask, why does he get covered? What happened? No, because all you want is covered by Hashem. But a person who's not silent, he's under the rakia. And then what happens? He wants honor for himself, and everyone asks, why is he getting honor? Why is he getting honor? What's going on? I had people asking questions, asking about him, like we see. There's a few mountains away in the Knesset, right? Every other day, someone else getting charged there for whatever. Why? Because they're looking for the honor of themselves. So then, from Shamayim, Hashem loves them and he wants to do tshuva, so he gives them all kinds of problems with the law in the country. Bechinat tshuva, like we said, bechinat kvodo kivas tadavav, yeah, okay. I'm going to now read something.
I wouldn't say the other 2 years said above, which is 26.
26, obviously, yeah, it's one. Yeah. Right, very good, yeah. It's true, the name of Hashem, Aleph is Hashem. And you know that, right? You know all these. One is Hashem, and Aleph is 26 is Hashem. And also, more things like that. Echad, Aleph, Kedal is how many? How was it, Echad? 13. Echad is 13. And Ahava is 13 also. Love the one. 13 and 13, those are 26. A bunch of these, yeah. Okay, Rav Ahush here, he concludes, he adds here. Ad kan Rabbeinu izbir lanu kama zoche ha'adam beofen ishi nebeno leben atzmo al-yadei ha'shchika. Until now, Rabbeinu explained to us what does a person merit in a personal aspect from being silent. וכעת רבנו יסביר לנו שהשתיקה היא גם גורמת לכך שהאדם יוכל לקבל על ידי בחינות אלו את האור מרבו. Now רבנו is going to come explain that not only that what he merits with this, that no one's going to bother him, no one's going to look into him, right, through this silence, he's also, the more a person is silent, the more he is able to accept from his Rav. Light from his Rav, from his Rebbe.
Right,
he received. Let's see how Rabbeinu explains this. Ki kol od she'adam eino mukhan lishtok lebizyonot, as long as a person is not able to yet be silent to disgrace, embarrassment, who rotze kavod, and he wants kavod, who ba el rabo bishvil lekabel imeno kavod. And he comes to his Rav. Why does he have a Rav? He wants to receive kavod. Oh, I have a Rav. I'm chashuv. You know I'm close to this Rav. You know how special I am. Right? באופן כזה, לא יוכל רבו להאיר בו את אור האמת. His Rav will not be able to give him a light. He'll come and ask the Rav questions. And the Rav is not even going to have any... He's going to tell him something, but the person that cannot receive. כי עיקרו של תלמיד זה לדעת לקבל בזינות מרבו באהבה. the main thing of a Talmid is to know how to accept embarrassments from his Rav with love. I have a friend here in Yeshiva that he very close to the Rav Arush, he used to take him a lot to the car and everything, and then suddenly Rav Arush told him, Yaakov, enough, I don't want you to take me anymore. Okay, fine, legitimate, right? Someone else take him, fine. And but not only that, Rav Arush was ignoring him completely. Ignoring him, Mamai, and he sees him and he doesn't say hello to him and doesn't slap him anymore. He stops slapping anyway, I hardly see him. He's like, I didn't slap him, nothing, no kesher. He's rough, makara. He felt so bad. He went to the field, what's gonna be with me? What, the rough maybe sees on me something, I don't know what. This guy's very, very hard for him. After a while he told me this. I said, I have to get to the rough and I'll force him to down what's going on. So he fights it that he's going to take the rub somewhere one time. Finally gets it, the rub, he waits for the rub in the car, the rub comes in, sits down, Rav Shalom, and Rav Shalom, and he's ready to burst out to tell the rub, why are you doing this, what happened? And the rub does to him, he comes, he takes his hand and does to Yaakov, Tadashan, you know I love you so much, right? He said, I had nothing to say. Then the rub says, no, not time. What do you want to teach me about so much? It was like, nothing. Everything's good. That was the end of the story. But we have to not accept, we have to know. We don't understand things with our mind. You know, if the Rav gives you bizayon, it's a good thing.
That's what the thing out of. In other words, doesn't know why.
Okay. Don't, the Rav loves you, your Rebbe loves you. Continue with it. Don't think because he acts a certain way, so something's wrong and not okay, he hates you or something. Maybe a person also, Chas Shalom, has a death decree on him from Shamayim, a death. And Busha is like killing a person. And he's embarrassed by the fact that the Rav is not a who saved him. The Rav saved him. He saw he has a decree on him to be poor, to be this, to be that. Right? And he said, I'll give him embarrassment, and that's the way I'll save him.
Give him a vision in this world.
Right, and then he'll be he's supposed to be lose all of his money. Here, now it's like killing him. Someone who doesn't have money is like a dead man. Here, now he's a dead man. He's supposed to die here, now he's a dead man. All kind of things.
Oh, so a man without his rob is like half dead. So in other words, is that what you're saying?
No, he's giving him embarrassment. Being embarrassed and being dead.
Ah.
He got embarrassed. The rob didn't pay attention.
Yeah. That's like, I see.
Yeah, so we learned this from who? Mephibosheth, you know what Mephibosheth was? It wasn't really his name. Mephibosheth was the Rebbe of David HaMelech. David HaMelech used to sit on the Torah from him. Even if he was a king, he sit on the floor. Right? And David HaMelech, why is he called Mephibosheth? He used to embarrass, Boshet is Busha, embarrassment. He used to embarrass David HaMelech in Halacha. Ah, you see, you don't know this, you don't know that. David HaMelech! And David used to be silent. Yeah? David HaMelech used to be silent. So how do we learn from the Aleph now that if someone is silent, he receives a light from his Rebbe? Let's see. If someone is silent with the embarrassment of this Rebbe, he receives more light from his Rebbe. How do we learn this? Ve'az, after a person marries this Aleph that is silent, na'aseh yichud ben chama lelevana. There is a yichud. Yichud, unity?
Union.
Union. Between the sun and the moon. Okay, what does that mean? That happens once in a while, right? It's called the
eclipse.
Every few years, yeah. They know always before that it's going to be. They know. They know when there's going to be eclipse in the world. Every year there is, but in different parts of the world. Shashemesh Me'il Levana. What does that mean in this union between the sun and the moon? That the sun shines to the moon. You know, everyone knows the moon has no light, right? The moon is a dark piece of dirt or gases or whatever else is there, right? And it doesn't shine. The moon does not shine. When the sun shines to the moon shines. Right? So when it's in union, that means the moon is shining, the sun is shining to the moon. Then I say yichud ben Moshe and Yoshua. And then there's a yichud between Moshe and Yoshua. As we know, that Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua, Pnei Vena. The face of Moshe Rabbeinu is like the face of the sun. And the face of Yeshua Binun is like the face of the moon. You ever heard that term? A Talmid and a Rav. A Rav is the sun always. And a Talmid is the moon. Kipnei Moshe, Kipnei Mechama. Veda, Nekuda, Elyona. The sun is the top Yud of the Aleph. Okay? The sun is the top Yud of the Aleph. It's hidden. Yeah. Right? The Shemesh? And it's hidden. How do we know that Shemesh, this top dot which is hidden, is the sun? It says in the Pasuk, Bechiel Moshe, כמו שכתוב, וכיסאו כשמש נגדי. His chair is like the sun in front of me. So you see, the chair is like the sun in front of me. Why? What does that mean? What does that mean, the chair like the sun? We said that kise doesn't only mean chair, also means kisui, a covering. So you see, the sun is being covered. The sun is the covered part. Besides the fact that we cannot look at the sun, right? It's covered from us. You can look at the sun, no one can look at the sun, right? The sun is in the hidden part, in the top part of the Aleph. בחינת ממה להרקיע על מות כיסא. והנקודה התחתונה שבאות א' היא יהושע. The bottom dot of the א' is יהושע בן נון. בחינת לבנה, which is the moon, which receives the light from the sun. בחינת, מתחת רגליו, under his feet, of השם, which is there before, כמעשה לבנת הספיר. Like the stone called לבנת הספיר. What's לבנת? לבנת is like לבנה, it's like the moon. Right? And the vav that's in the א' is like a sky. The sky, we know, is like, it says like a ohel, like a tent over the world. Yeah, noteh shamayim keiriyah. Like the ohel moed, like the iriyah. So, Moshe, and Yoshua binu, so what did I do with Yoshua binu? The dat, which is under the vav. The vav is like a tent, and the dat, which is Yoshua binu, is in the tent. We know, where was Yoshua binu? Always. Why did he marry to be Yoshua binu? He was always in the tent with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So the bottom, Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden. He's the sun which is hidden. He's above the tent. We don't see him. We don't couldn't see even his face. Yeshua Binun, which is the Talmud, is the bottom Yud, he's in the tent, under the above of the Aleph. Yeah. Right? He's always there in the tent to hear what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say. Yeah. Okay. I want to get the vav, 1 second. The time? Yeah, 5 minutes. The kise elyon, ahen hanekuda elyona, the top chair, I know it's a bit Kabbalah today, but no, okay? Is it feeling Chabad a bit? Yeah, no. Kise elyon, the top chair, meaning the hidden place, which is the bottom, the top yud, top dot, shi yashemesh, shi yatzadik, which is the sun, and the sun is the tzadik. You heard the story, the sun is the Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the tzadik. נחלקת לשלוש טיפים. It's divided into 3 drops. It's considered 3 drops. What does that mean? כי תשובה צריך להיות בשלושה תנאים. תשובה needs to have 3 conditions. What are 3 conditions? פן יראה בעיניו. You have to see the tzaddik. I'm learning his books. Like we're learning Torah Daled. Learning the holy books and seeing the face of the tzaddik. ובאוזניו ישמע, and listen to whatever the tzaddik says, or his students, whatever they teach you. Tzaddik, right? Whatever he says also. And 3, and his heart has to understand it. There's different, what's the difference between the mind understanding and the heart understanding? The mind understanding is intellectual. It's not internal, it's intellectual. It's not inside. Understand? Mind, right? Like we say, oh, there's a phrase in Hebrew, you say, I don't know, the shoemaker walks barefoot, you say in English also? Shoemaker walks barefoot. Why? It's in here. It doesn't mean he has shoes. But someone understands in his heart, that means he accepted it. Right? So, the heart has to understand. In order for a person to tshuva, it's a pasuk. Pen yireh be'enav, ve'oznav yishma, lo yavin, v'shav. And then he'll do tshuva. Only then. And these three aspects that we just said, they're segol. Segol is how many dots, you know?
Three.
But not the segol under letters. The segol of, we're talking about the segol in the trap. In the trap. It's one, two, three.
Yeah.
One on top and two on the bottom. Opposite from the one under the... In segol, and this segol is the sun. Yeah? You know, all the trap and all the nekudot, they're all stuff in Kabbalah. And in Tikkun HaZohar is written that the segol is the sun. The sun is the top, which is above the aleph, which is the tzaddik. That's how we know that the yud on top of the aleph is the tzaddik, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That's why it's divided into three, because the segol is divided into three, the chilik is divided into three, is the segol. Right? That's the Moshe Rabbeinu's kipnei chama. Okay? And Zal Hashem, I hope I didn't make you crazy today, but next week we'll continue the Torah. It's unbelievable. Now he brings a story from Rabbi Bar Chana, from the Gemara, and he dresses all that we learned into the story of the Gemara. It's beautiful. I love this story. I don't know.